USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral votes of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry and Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley raised the objection to the Commonwealth's votes being counted. The Senate already voted 92-7 to reject that challenge. Both chambers also rejected the challenge to Arizona's votes. The counting of electoral votes was delayed several hours on Wednesday as protesters breached the Capitol building. Vice President Mike Pence addressed the violence when he reconvened the Senate Wednesday evening.
But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Earlier Wednesday evening, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy addressed a House of Representatives that returned to the chamber hours after protesters attempted to storm it. The California Republican called it the worst day he's ever had as a member of the House.
And where do we go from here? Violence, destruction, and chaos we saw earlier was unacceptable, undemocratic, and un-American. It was the saddest day I've ever had as serving as a member of this institution. The Capitol was in chaos. Police officers were attacked. Guns were drawn on this very floor. A woman tragically lost her life. No one wins when this building and what it stands for are destroyed. America and this institution is better than this. We saw the worst of America this afternoon.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Speaking from the floor of a readjourned Senate, Utah Senator Mitt Romney tried to dissuade his colleagues from raising more challenges to the Electoral College vote.
And in light of today's sad circumstances, I ask my colleague, do we weigh our own political fortunes more heavily than we weigh the strength of our republic, the strength of our democracy, and the cause of freedom? What's the weight of personal acclaim compared to the weight of conscience? Leader McConnell said that the vote today is the most important in his 36 years of public service. Think of that. Authorizing two wars, voting in two impeachments. He said that not because the vote reveals something about the election. It's because this vote reveals something about us. I urge my colleagues to move forward with completing the electoral count, to refrain from further objections, and to unanimously affirm the legitimacy of the presidential election.
Two more federal departments say they've been affected by an ongoing cyber attack that law enforcement says was the work of Russian hackers. The Justice Department and the federal court system were hit, although the amount of damage done is unclear. And democracy activists in Hong Kong were rounded up as part of a new crackdown. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. Police said 53 people were arrested for the crime of subverting state power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.